America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, Steve Taylor Show, popularly known as the Faith and Freedom Network, but transitioning into the program that you will know as Last Days News. And so we welcome you here today, and we'll give you a little bit more information on that as the program moves on. But first, let's introduce our faithful co-host, Colleen. How are you doing, Colleen?
Glad to join you today as well. Thank you, Steve. We're glad to be a part of the radio program. And again, yes, we need to update our open and close, but we want you to join in with the program as well. I hear people are listening in. People have told me the last couple of days that they're hearing us, but they're not calling in because they're either just, you know, enjoying the programming and hearing what it is. So we want them to call in too, because we want to hear from you. So the phone number is 488-5299, 488-5299, and join us and be part of the program. Give us your comments, your feedback. We'd love to hear from that so I can relay that to Steve as well. And then, of course, we want you to support the programming and support the sponsor of the program. And the sponsor of the program is Alliance Legal Group. So you need to find out more about them by going to the website debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. We invite you to take a look at their services there and see how you can support the programming of Steve Taylor's Last Days News by going to debtfreeva.com and supporting Alliance Legal Group. So thanks, Steve.
Well, listen, thank you. And thank you for allowing us to be on the air. And before we start the meat of the program, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you, especially for your son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being in control even when things look bad. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the devil and the ultimate antichrist are your devil and your ultimate antichrist, and they will never do more than you allow them, like Pharaoh was, just like Nimrod was, just like every shadow of that antichrist that's ever been. Lord, you use them so that you can ferret out wickedness, that you can purify the saints, and then ultimately, God, that you're going to restore all things. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Lord, you'd give us wisdom in these last days to see what you're doing, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And that really is the focus. We're trying to have a lens in these last days from a biblical perspective on the news, and there's lots of news out there, and in order so that we can make sense of it and give that proper perspective to it and have hope, because you know, some of these the last 2 years that if you wouldn't have if you didn't understand that basically God was in control, and through these bad things that he was not only allowing but ordaining, that he was moving all things to a very wonderful redemption end and a restoration end, that it would be very, very discouraging. So with that all being said, that again, please do contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. That's how we pay the bills here, through the Alliance Legal Group. And we do a lot of bankruptcies, do about, well, we were looking at it just a few minutes ago, 20% of the Chapter 7s that were filed in the Hampton Roads area over the last month, approximately, that we were the attorneys of record on those. And we're doing a lot of Chapter 13s and I should just say that the bankruptcy is filed in this area. And so that's what we do for a living. That's how we help folks out. And we are a Christ-centered law practice. We operate a law practice, but we operate it in such a way to emphasize and rely on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, community, and our employees. And our goal is to ultimately support his will. And so if that interests you as far as doing business with believers that are doing this for a reason, not just to, you know, do a business, make money, and at the end of the day, give no glory to God, then you can go to them. But then if not, then you can go to us, and that we'll sure appreciate it, because that's what keeps this program on the air. We don't ask for any donations. We don't ask for any contributions. But that if you could help support the Alliance Legal Group, that we would certainly appreciate that. Again, www.debtfreeva.com, and you can also leave comments and contact me directly if you want to leave a message or have a discussion with me, whether it be about the program or about bankruptcy or some other legal matter. We do a whole lot more than just bankruptcy. We do everything from traffic to criminal cases. We have a number of attorneys that operate in different areas. So please touch base with us and call us. And call us today. The number calling that they can join us on air is what?
488-5299. So it's a 757, 757-488-5299. And you can call in, and we're on the air until 1:30. So please call. And we got a phone call, so I'll get that.
So the big news today, I think yesterday, was actually the Supreme Court. I think everybody, if they haven't heard about it, should have heard about it by now. If they haven't, that let me just share that with you, that the Supreme Court is ready to have some changes. And that's going to be that Justice Breyer is planning on retiring by the end of this term. I believe the term's over sometime in fall. I believe that Justice Breyer, you know, one of the liberal justices on the bench that make up the, theoretically it's a 6-3 minority, but that, you know, that two of the last folks that we've, three of the last folks actually that we've put in are not that great. And so that Justice Breyer was put in by Bill Clinton almost 30 years ago. I think he's 83 years old. And it's a big deal, you know, that the really big deal is one that, of course, you know, you have Slow Joe getting ready to appoint somebody that he doesn't really do the appointing. His handler is going to have somebody put in. And of course, you know, if this world was going to last for 30 years, it'd be a big deal. But whoever's going to be there, it's not going to be long. Again, looking at it from a biblical perspective, we don't have a whole long time to go before this whole thing's over, I think. You know, I don't know how many years, but that he's not going to go 30 years, that's for sure, or she. In fact, Joe Biden has previously announced that he would his choice would be to put a black female justice on the bench. And so, you know, with that kind of a backdrop, you know, a lot of people are thinking, Colleen, what do you think a lot of people are thinking?
I was going to go with your thought process. I think it's Kamala Harris. They're talking about putting Harris on there.
Did you say we had somebody on the phone?
I think they dropped off. I'm waiting to see if they call back in. I think you're right. I think that, you know, I was going to say, who's the prime choice for that? She makes sense as far as what they would want to see happen there.
Yeah, well, you know, the scenario goes something like this, you know, that she resigns as vice president. She's then nominated. You have another 6-8 months before, you know, the actual term is over. But so, you know, sometime in the before the, you know, at the time of the retirement, that she resigns, she is then appointed, Hillary Clinton is then nominated or put into the vice president position as a replacement. And then, of course, Joe Biden is either 25th Amendment out, that's because you're not competent to do the job, or he just retires because he recognizes that his handlers have told him that the time is up. And so for the last 3 years, or at least 2 years of the Biden regime, that you'll have Hillary Clinton finishing up that, and then prepared to, you know, go against Donald Trump in the upcoming 2024 elections.
Tony's on the line when you're ready to take him.
Okay, we can put him on. But that's the scenario that I think has been most talked about, even, you know, months ago, before. And again, there's been a lot of pressure on Breyer to get off by the left so that they could put somebody in there for a long time. Tony from, is it Mississippi still, or have you started traveling yet?
I'm heading, well, I'm pulled over right now to be on the show. I don't want to try to do the show and drive, so I'm on my way to Georgia right now. So,
did you already stop by and see your son?
No, I'm heading over here to his place now.
You guys do a stop, see your son, and then head on to Georgia. Yeah. That's great.
Yep.
So, everything going good on your trip so far?
Real good. I've met a lot of neat people. I'm going to say I'm pretty impressed to say that the American heart of America is still beating, no matter what people say. There's still a lot of very, very patriotic people in this country.
You know, you see a whole different picture of America when you travel it, you see a lot of red and very little blue, except for when you get into the cities. You don't see any masks probably until you get in the cities. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. They don't even, some places don't even allow you to come in if you got a mask on. That's kind of funny, but neat.
That's right.
You know?
So we're talking about first, we got kind of a thumbnail sketch of where we're going today. Tony, I don't know how long you can join with us, but that in the first half hour, we're going to be looking at the Supreme Court and Justice Breyer's announcement that he's going to retire. Maybe take a look a little bit at the, how people think about Fauci before it's over. And then, you know, we'll go to some other topics in the second part of the hour. But tell us what you think about the Supreme Court and Justice Breyer's retirement.
Well, I think it's kind of right on time. Their goal was always to figure out a way to get Hillary in, I believe. But she lost, if you notice, she lost her popularity for a long time, and then she kind of faded away out of sight for a while. So she kind of used that out of sight, out of mind kind of concept to gain a little bit of momentum back, I think. And now they're thinking that there's no one else they have on their side of the fence that really has the capacity to become president. So I think if Kamala goes to the Supreme Court, Biden gets to pick his new vice president, he picks Hillary, I think the narrative will be, we know what's going to happen from there. Biden, 3 months later, suddenly develops some kind of a weird disease, and wham, we have Hillary. Then who does she pick for vice president?
You know, I was in prayer this morning. We had a time of prayer between 8 and 9 o'clock, and then Tony joins us for that. And so that we were talking this morning. There's an article about Mitch McConnell apparently doing some sort of power broking agreement that who knows about, but apparently, as it relates to this particular issue, that even though the nuclear option has been long on the table for Supreme Court nominees, apparently, based upon the agreement that's been made, that this would actually result in a potential filibuster issue if, again, it's a little too complicated to go through, but the pundits out there have indicated that basically that the unusual relationship that they've power broken arrangements that McConnell and who's the Senate leader? I can't even say his name. Have made that say that basically that they could actually do the filibuster. So whether or not that we'd be able to keep all our people, usually we can't, on the same page is another question. But yeah, that it looks like that we're going to have a little shakeup at the top as far as mm-hmm. the Supreme Court.
Exactly, and it's kind of scary to think that the people that we elect go away from our choices and work out these deals among themselves to help keep themselves in balance and themselves in power.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little disturbing.
Every one of the whether it's Schumer, that's what I was trying to say a minute ago, or all the communist Democrats on the left. Or the Little Red Riding Hood, Psaki, they all say that they're all parroting the same thing. It has to be a black woman. So again, who knows who it's going to be? But there's a lot of people saying Kamala Harris. And again, it doesn't really matter who's the president. Doesn't really matter who's the vice president. Doesn't really matter for that matter, as we saw during the elections, who's on the Supreme Court, for the most part. But certainly in the regime, that we know that there's handlers handling them, and that it's just a question of who puts on the better public face. And of course, Biden doesn't put on a very good public face. Neither does Hillary, but they seem to like her. And so that's kind of the direction I think that they could possibly go.
Well, Kamala's numbers are below Biden's. She's in the 20s on approval. Biden's in the upper 20s, 30s. So Hillary, I think, polled at 38%. So that's the highest they got. So she's the best choice they've got right now.
What are your thoughts, Colleen? How would you like to have Kamala Harris as Supreme Court Justice and Hillary as your president?
Well, frankly, those are two very scary propositions, unfortunately. So I'm hoping that things will turn out a little differently than that. But, it just goes back to their policies and different things like that, that it just would be scary. But again, we know God's in control and we'll work it through, you know.
Okay, so let's take a look at the next subject that we're talking about. There was a recent poll. Let's see if I can find it real quick on, Mr. Fauci, and it wasn't really too good for Mr. Fauci. That this was, I think, a yesterday poll, and the poll shows that most voters want Dr. Fauci to resign, and so it was very much split along. You talk about Democrats and Republicans and Independents that how there can be this big a divide. Talk about, Matthew 24, that there's going to be division. There's going to be those people that are deceived. 82% of Democrats say, no, he shouldn't resign. He's doing a great job. That's how come we have such a disconnect. 82% of the Democrats said he should not resign versus just 23% saying the Republicans saying that he should. I don't know who those 23% are, but I don't know any of them. And so that 58.9% of independents say he should resign. And then when you add everybody up, it's 53% say that he should resign. And that's because he's doing such a mm-hmm. lousy job. I mean, that he shouldn't resign. He should be tried for treason and murder is what he should be. So I don't know why anybody would say that he shouldn't just resign. Resign would be too good for him. Tony, what do you think? Is he the kind of person you want to be in the highest paid government position in America?
Well, he's not. He's the highest paid government official. He also made over $10 million last year off of vaccine royalties, which if me or you would be doing that, they would say the conflict of interest and some kind of a fraudulent conspiracy, and we'd be locked up, but they get to do it.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? And he's the same one that was discussing with Pfizer before the. I mean, mm-hmm. this thing is completely concocted. Discussing with Pfizer, the vaccine that was to cure, or there is no such thing as a vaccine with this thing. The inoculation, mm-hmm. the gene altering inoculation that was to be pushed out by Pfizer before the pandemic was ever unleashed upon the world. He lied before Congress saying he didn't know what was going on before it went on. He lied to Congress saying that, that first in March news conference where they came out and said, oh no, this thing is not a Chinese laboratory bioweapon, that was gain of function produced by and through the NIH. No, that couldn't possibly be the issue. It had to be from a wet market, accident from, some person was selling bat stew and, next thing you know, the thing just magically jumped from bats to humans. But the issue was that that whole meeting that happened, the four or five scientists that, gave that report that he relied on at that news conference with, with Trump and that lady named Burks, the one with the handkerchiefs all over her all the place, was completely mm-hmm. fabricated. There was this quote-unquote peer-reviewed paper that they relied on. And on a peer-reviewed paper, you're supposed to have like all your sources. Fauci was one of the main sources. And he said, you know, who wrote this paper, Dr. Fauci? He said, I have no idea. I don't know who it was. And he was having, there's emails all over the place saying he was talking to them like the day before and the week before, disagreeing with what their findings was and encouraging them to say something different. And, you know, and that was the report that basically was the, you know, official position of the United States government. Trump bought, you know, hook, line, and sinker. And so, you know, we had to go ahead and say, well, you know, it must have been an accident in China. And so, you know, China didn't do this. And of course, China didn't do it on their own. That Fauci, along with the NIH, you know, use of NIH and you know, the manipulations that he did, was at every bit as, you know, involved as this as any Chinese laboratory was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Fauci. And so we're going to move on. We know who Fauci is and that we know the kind of stuff that he does. Any thoughts on Fauci, Colleen, before we move on?
No, again, you know, we should move on after that. You know, so I don't know what else to say on that one, but yeah.
All right, Tony, I'm going to defer to you. Anything else before we go to the next news item? All right, we might have lost Tony.
I'm here.
Okay, we're going to jump on to the next one. That New York Supreme Court strikes down the governor of New York's mask mandate. That's good news. And so we have an article here that says that just the other day that let's see if I can find it for you, that the New York Supreme Court strikes down Hochul. That's the communist governor over there. I think she calls herself a Democrat, but you know that her actions belie that. And so that it says that the New Yorkers will no longer have to wear a face mask while indoors, thanks to the decision by the New York Supreme Court. And so people are pretty excited about that. There's a the Republican Party and the conservatives issued a statement after the ruling saying, "We did it. A New York State Supreme Court just ruled that Hochul's administration's statewide mask mandate is unconstitutional and a violation of New York law." And so that's pretty good stuff that, you know, that people are pushing back against some of these, even New York, some of these illegal executive orders. And so that's a good news. Tony, what's your thought about getting rid of mask mandates? Are you for the mask mandates or against them?
I'm 100% against mask mandates because of all the things they do to your health situation that is negative. Masks don't help dramatically unless someone's a spitter. If you spit a lot, they might stop something. But other than that, they don't do anything.
Well, of course, you know that didn't stop Hochul. You know that, you know, she, of course, said that she strongly disagreed with the ruling, and she's going to try to reverse it. So it's not over yet there in New York. But you know, all the masks do, they, you know, that whether it be the CDC saying that, you know, that those little blue masks that they give you everywhere you go, he says they're just decorations. They don't do a thing. They don't do except for communicate. The CDC didn't say this, but communicate fear and compliance. When you see somebody with a mask, it says, you know, I suppose there's always the exception. And of course, if you're trying to keep your job or you're in a place where basically you've done the cost benefit analysis and you say, listen, I don't want to wear a mask, but you know, they're not going to let me feed my kids, or they're not going to let me get my driver's license, or they're not going to, you know, let me do something because they're imposing this rule upon me. Well, you know, those situations do happen. I do have to wear a mask when I go to court. I don't like it, but that, you know, that I represent clients that if I don't go to court, then I can't represent them. And so unfortunately that's part of the mandate, that I can just stop being an attorney and not go to court. But that I haven't chosen to do that at this point. Go ahead.
I have a question. Is the judge wearing a mask?
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. You know that.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's, of course, they get to make the rules. And so if they don't want to wear a mask, they don't have to wear a mask. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're doing some of our federal stuff, you know, by by Zoom, so very fortunately we don't have to wear it most of the time I practice. But that, you know, it really it's part of the indoctrination of fear and submission that the globalists want to do. That when you see a person wearing a mask and they're doing it voluntarily, you see them in the car, you see them walking down the street, it communicates that I am fearful, or that I am part of the submissive group of people that basically will do whatever the government tells us to do. But or that I've been brainwashed and this thing actually is supposed to be helping me. You know, that one of those things, it doesn't say that we're all in this together or that, you know, that you're part of the solution. You're, in fact, part of the problem. You are definitely part of the problem. You are creating, you're a billboard for fear. You're a billboard for submission. You're a billboard for saying these things work, so that other people who are looking for cues on how they should order themselves, you are one of those people that create the false illusion that the globalists and these folks that are pushing down these mask mandates are trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that my position is that for the benefit of other people, for the benefit of getting rid of these authoritative, unconstitutional mandates, that I don't want to wear a mask. I will not wear a mask. And again, occasionally you have to, just because, you know, you don't have to. You could just quit your job. That's a completely reasonable decision. You just have to weigh the cost benefits if you're in that position. But that, you know, at this point, that I haven't got to that point where that's the decision I'm going to make. So, Colleen, what about mask mandates? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, like you said, there are certain circumstances where we have to, but as much as possible, I'd prefer not to. And I like the fact that, you know, there's freedom and giving that, you know, sense to let people make that decision whether or not they want to. And so I think that the more people who take that authority and take that freedom, you know, it will show us, again, give it a chance, like let it see if it's really, you know, to prove them wrong that the masks are working. So if as many more people aren't wearing them, what's going to happen there? Let's, you know, see what happens with it. And I just liked the sense of freedom and enjoyment that people have with not having to be forced to do something that they don't want to do.
Absolutely. This is Last Days News, and this is Steve Taylor, and you're listening on WPMH 100.1 FM, and we appreciate you being here. And Colleen, can you give the information about who sponsors this program?
Sure. The program is being sponsored by Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. And so if you're here and you'd like to take advantage of learning more about the services that they provide, like Steve has mentioned before, they do not only bankruptcies and things like that. They also do other legal services, traffic and family law and different things like that. They'll help you get your paperwork taken care of. So please contact them by going to debtfreeva.com, and you can make a appointment with them. You can do that in person. You can do it over the phone or through a Zoom or virtual type setting there. So they want to make it convenient for you. Go to debtfreeva.com. And one of the things we do appreciate about Alliance Legal Group, in addition to supporting the program, is that they put God first in their practice and what they do. So please support them. Go to debtfreeva.com. And if you'd like to join us here on the program, call us at 488-5299. We'd love to hear your comments, your questions, of course, 488-5299. Thank you for supporting the program.
Okay, as we head into the 1 o'clock hour, Tony, that we had spoken a little bit about China and how the globalists are using authoritative methods on, you know, leveling the United States, but also that they're doing it subtly as well. That, you know, folks like China are creeping in on so many different areas of our life. You had mentioned one. What was that one?
Well, there's an article in the Gateway Pundit, and I've read it. Basically, the NBA, doing a pregame, you know, show, interrupted the pregame show to play a Chinese ambassador's message at the Capitol One Arena in Washington, D.C. So they literally interrupted a U.S. event to play Chinese propaganda in front of however many thousands of people were at the game, plus on TV. The terminology is social conditioning. They're conditioning into a new norm that they're trying to get us to accept, that China's good, that the things they do are good. I even read an article last week, and you read it a while ago. They're running articles right now in China saying, please help support the starving Americans. They can't feed themselves. There's literally articles running on TV in China saying that.
That's pretty mind-blowing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I was reading that article on the Gateway Pundit. They said that not only did they do that, that the very national anthem, they apparently played on some sort of traditionally Chinese instrument. It was an all-China night the NBA that night.
Yeah. Now think about what you just said. Our arch enemy interrupted one of our national events to play their propaganda and show their people doing it.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it? There's another article on the Gateway Pundit that I saw, and I think it came out just yesterday as well, and that was about how Chinese Communist Party agents have infiltrated everything. You know, they talk about in that article the U.S. media, politics, science, military. I mean, completely. You know that they're, but yet the Biden regime does nothing. You know that they sit and watch it happen. You know, we're right on the verge. You know, as we go into this new year, talking about, from a biblical perspective, just take a look at Matthew 24. Look at wars and rumors of wars. You know, that Chinese part of that equation, trust me, that you see, of course, we had several articles this morning about how Russia was getting ready to take over Kazakhstan. I guess that's how you say it.
Exactly. Yeah, Kazakhstan, yeah.
The Ukraine, because we're so weak and feckless, the regime just gets pushed over. It says that you can have a minor incursion and, there'll be no problems with Russia. Mm-hmm. But the communists, they're also right now, as opposed to being the world leader, the superpower, the world police that makes everything stay less than crazy. That what we have is the United States bowing down and allowing these countries to basically run us. The Chinese Communist Party, this article is talking about. You know, they use the media, like you said, the entertainment. They use political influencers to all, internally have us bow down before we ever get to the fight. They're getting ready to take over. This year, we're seeing a waning of the CCP virus, but there's going to be another shock and awe happen to us. You know, could it be war, that Chinese Communist Party is getting ready to take over Taiwan. They've already taken over Hong Kong. We're just sitting back and watching them. That the South China Sea, they're telling us when to go and when to come. You know, they tell us, back off this area. And the other thing is that what we see is a lot of Communist Party agents burrow deeply into our media. We had that article last year about how they were all the media departments, and they're deeply burrowed into the U.S. military or military-related agencies. So it's really scary that we're and of course part of that reason is because the Biden regime is beholden to China. You know, whether it be Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, that they're completely subservient to them because they have all the information on them.
Well, not just that. There's also an old article from the Gateway Pundit. It's on Censored News. It's on other shows today too. The Biden family is estimated there, from what they've tracked, the Biden family as a whole netted $10 million plus $11 million from deals with China that we've made for for vaccines, politics, different things that have happened over the last, since Biden's been in office, the family has increased their fortune almost $11 million by doing deals with China, where Hunter makes a deal or one of the other family members make a deal, and the family gets money from China. So basically you have a conflict of interest in the presidency, the highest seat of power we have. There is, if we're me or you, they'd be prosecuting us. But they'd get away with it.
Well, you know, and we look at the manufacturing apparatus that they control in the United States. And so, you know, you see the supply chain breakdown. Of course, that they're very much part of that whole, process. One of the benefits they're getting from locking down the ports is that it's going to create severe supply chain problems. That most people know, if they don't know, that, you know, these rare earth minerals are predominantly produced in China, and they're not allowing them to be produced. That we have, people like, what's his name? Connolly, his wife, apparently is, they're infiltrated in such a high degree in this nation. It's just part of the process at this point. There was that Harvard, I think it was Harvard, professor that was getting paid big money by the Chinese, to basically just teach and actually export the information from the United States into China so that they can outcompete us. So Trump did a really good job as far as at least putting a foot down to try to prevent and change the relationship between the United States and China. But, you know, as this process goes forward, we're looking at just a ton of information. You know, it seems like a perfect storm, Tony. You know, it seems like there's problems on every, from every direction, whether it be from, the pandemic, or whether it be from China, whether it be from Russia, whether it be from supply chain shortages, whether it be from economic collapse. You know, this thing is going to be a pretty devastating blow when it all comes to pass.
Yeah, and the one thing we have to be aware of is we're talking about a lot of major subjects, but there's also things that happen. But our listeners have to understand is the media now plays head games with you. They put something right in front of you, so you read that and you don't look at what's happening around you or behind you or near you, because you're focusing on what they're trying to get you to believe. There's also articles out there right now. I don't know if anyone understands, but Sidney Powell and I think, who else is it? Lindell and whoever else is in that lawsuit with them. Dominion wants to settle now because they've done all the discovery, and Dominion has blocked every investigation for the legitimation of their machines in the elections. They've not allowed one audit to happen nationwide fully. They've blocked most of the things they possibly could, which means the information coming out now shows clearly that Dominion was used to affect the election, but they're trying to keep that from us. So those things are out there. You just got to be aware of them.
Colleen, what's your thoughts on that?
No, we just have to keep being aware of what's happening again, and figure out, that there are there's more at play, with all of that thing. So I think, like you said, we have to be aware of the messaging, that's being put out there.
Yeah, and I know for Steve, it's his pleasure to bring this information out, because it's being blocked everywhere you can. You don't get this on mainstream media. You don't get this on CBN. You don't get this on NBC. They give you the happy narratives of how bad we are as patriots, and that's how our faults are always the ones that are wrong, not them.
It is kind of shocking to hear, you know, even, you know, casual conversation with people that are not aware. You know, I'm fully aware. I'm in broadcasting and it's kind of a passion of mine as well, talk radio and finding out and knowing what's happening, and to just hear casual conversation with family, friends, you know, other acquaintances, and they're not hearing this information, you know. So the more that we can put out some information and do it in a proper way, you know, is important, very, very vital.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. None of the stuff we're reporting today comes from me or Steve or you. It all comes from mainstream media sites that are open media sites that aren't restricted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's jump to another subject. That, you know, like Tony was saying, that we don't just make this stuff up. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You know, three of the main sources that we usually pull from are you know, articles like that come from WND. You know, that's WorldNet Daily. There's some good articles on there today. We might go to there for a couple articles. But they're also the Gateway Pundit. That's not a bad place to find things. And, of course, the censored.news has it's not a news program or a news station in itself, but it has a lot of good publications that you'll get truthful information for the most part. I mean, you always have to check everything that not only they say, but we say against, you know, reality. But the fact of the matter is, there's going to be a lot of stuff on these other sources you're not going to get from MSNBC or NBC or ABC. The people that are, you know, companies and organizations that are owned by those globalists that want to sell you a narrative. Let me talk about Quebec. You know, there's an article, this is on the Gateway Pundit as well. The Quebec, Canada bans unvaxxed from buying groceries at major retailers unless they are accompanied by what they call a health warden. So if you're unvaxxed, you need a health warden. So that the only thing that you buy, because you're unvaxxed, you're not supposed to be going into the stores, is food and medicine. So this is the story. So, you know, Canada's gone full tilt, authoritarian, over the common cold, Omicron, even though that most countries in Europe have already said it's nothing. And even the United States is starting to recognize that, you know, its mandates and it's not all the states, trust me, that, you know, you have people like New York and a few other states that are still pushing the narrative. But Canada has officially banned unvaccinated individuals over 12 years old from shopping at places like Walmart, places like Costco, unless they've got some sort of this thing called a health warden, WARDEN, that will supervise their every move and only allow them to purchase, you know, certain things like food and medicine. And so, you know, this segregation policy, which actually it went into effect yesterday and applies to any retail store in Quebec that are over, and, you know, I guess 1,500 square meters is the magic number. So, you know, big box stores. I'm not sure why they applied it to big box stores, but that that's what it applies to. And so I guess what they're saying is that I'm trying to figure out why that big box stores are the ones that are being targeted. I think the justification is that I have no idea
they're corporately owned.
They can't do anything with the small town, you know, with the small owner mom and pop shops probably, but they can more control, kind of like what they were trying to do here with businesses over so many employees and things like that. So maybe they are able to do that in the Canadian government or something because they have more employees, so they can mandate and structure that more.
Well, you know,
I believe you're right, Curly. It's corporate owned. They're corporate owned. They're corporately controlled. So the corporations have to walk in lockstep with big business or they get penalized.
Well, I know that they are walking in lockstep. They're putting the signs up all over. They're going exactly, you know, Walmart's, you know, one of the top, you know, the entire Walmart family, there's they're bad guys. Trust me. We used to think, you know, Sam Walmart and all this stuff, but they're making tons and tons of money over this whole pandemic. And so that, you know, this, but Canada, they're, you know, theoretically a Western government that used to be a few years ago a lot like the United States, is probably the most repressive government in Western government. They had already, you know, the Canada, if you hadn't been listening over the weeks past, they already required vaccine passports. They require the vaccine passports, not everywhere, but, you know, in government-run liquor and marijuana stores, in addition to many other retailers that have been non-essential. So if you want to get your marijuana, if you want to get your, which is legal over there, or your liquor, then you got to have your vaccine passport, because those are the first people that are going to, you know, say, okay, I got to have that stuff. And so, but now the only way for unvaxxed people to shop at grocery stores or pick up their prescription is to have a babysitter go with them. You know, this is that new normal that they're saying is so great. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're right. You're right. And what you're seeing is you're seeing a regime where they're trying to get people. Now think about what's happening. The mandates are folding all around the world, but the countries that are controlled by China, Walmart is 51% owned by China right now. That's not me saying that. You can look that up online. They own 51% of the company, so they control the company. Just let there be no mistake. They also posted troops in Canada during the beginning of 2020 to protect Chinese interests in Canada. So what's that telling you? They own a large part of Canada.
Yeah, and you know this. You know, it's like everything else, you know, the gaslighting that governments do, but Canada's as bad as any of them. You know, originally Quebec said that, you know, they established this vaccine requirement, this vaccine passport system. I mean, you got to have a vaccine passport on your phone in order to go buy your liquor, go buy your whatever. And then again, that if you go into the store and you have this, you know, that you're not in compliance, then you have to have somebody, I don't know who that person is, you know, watching over that you don't buy anything that's non-essential. So you all you can buy is medicine and food. But if you want to buy, like, you know, some clothes, I guess that's non-essential.
No guns, no bullets.
Well, they don't have those in those Canada stores. I can guarantee you that. You know, they originally said it was that this vaccine mandate would apply to, you know, to essential services, but. You know, because of the extremely, you know, dangerous Omicron, you know, now it does. And, of course, this was the plan all along. And you know, the oppression doesn't, you know, for these people in Canada, in Quebec, it doesn't just stop at segregation. There's a lot more things coming down the line. And they're going to be coming down the line at us as well. You know, the significant health tax will start to be applied to people that aren't taking the back. It's kind of like taking the jizah tax for non-Muslims. You know how Muslims, mm-hmm. if you're a Christian, you have to pay a tax or die. That if you're mm-hmm. going to be a non-vaxxed person in this world, you know that you're gonna have to pay for that. You're gonna have to, at the very minimum, pay out of your pocketbook. You know, so you know that's how the socialist healthcare authoritarians, you know, work. And, you know, eventually what's going to happen, Tony and Colleen, if you don't have your vax pass, you're going to be segregated from all areas of society. And then if you don't take the booster and the next booster and the booster after that, then you're just not going to be in full compliance. So at some point that you're going to be so vaxxed up, so mRNA gene therapied up, that you're going to be completely dependent upon these vaxes. And there's no reason, you know, how can we talk about this last week? How can you mandate a vaccine for a disease that isn't even out there? It's crazy.
It's never been isolated. And not just that, at some point they're going to be able to say, you're no longer a regular human. You are now transhuman. You don't exist as a human being. So the rights that apply to a human don't apply to you.
Well, you know, this is what authoritarians do. You know, that when their narrative crumbles, what do? They get rid of the narrative. No, what they do is they double down on it. You know, they try to force you to comply with something that makes absolutely no sense, as we've seen happen during the last 2 years. And, you know, as they do that, people start rebelling. You know, you see these truckers in Canada, you know, saying, we're just not going to do this. You know, that we'll stop down, we'll shut down all, and that's what they should be doing. Of course, everybody's going to feel the pain for that, and hopefully that they'll change, you know, people will change the attitude as far as these vaccine mandates. But again, they haven't slowed down yet. They're, like I said, they're doubling down, and it's really up to the people to put an end to the suppression once and for all by not complying, take the face mask off, live a free life, and then encourage other people that basically that their compliance is actually hurting us all.
Well, and the one thing people have to make sure they do right now, too, any more so than any other time in the world, share the gospel. Watch how this plays out according to the gospel. Don't miss the signs that the Lord's sending us of how we're supposed to react and do in this. Because if you look at Canada right now, you just mentioned Canada. Well, GoFundMe just shut down an account that was raising money for the truckers to help support them while they weren't moving material. They had $50 million, I think it was, in this account that was raised. GoFundMe just shut the account down, so now no one can get access to it.
Yeah. Well, this is the Steve Taylor Show, and this is the last day's news. And again, that we're down to about 10 minutes here as far as the program's concerned. And we'd love to have you chime in with any thoughts you have with any of these articles. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there and a lot of things going on. And even though the world seems somewhat bleak at times, it's like Tony said, that we have the hope that will never fade away, and that's Jesus. And we don't know if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior or not, but let me just share this with you, that God's in control of all of this, and hopefully you know that you know, the devil is a roaring lion, but God's got a chain on him, and he's only going to do those things that God allows him to do. You know, one of these weeks, we're going to go spend some time on looking at who the Antichrist is, and who he's not somebody that's just going to pop out of nowhere. That the Antichrist is foreshadowed in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the current, into the very last days that we're moving into. But God's in control. And so all these things are happening, but that if you look at them in a proper way, that, you know, it doesn't mean that we're not going to suffer. You know, there's going to be a lot of suffering, but we can prepare for it. We can understand why it's happening, and we can understand, you know, what to do as the persecution increases. And I think that's what's going to happen. We're not going to see, I don't think we're going to see a wholesale reduction in the amount of persecution. We're of the absolute belief that in the next few years, we're going to be seeing an increasing amount of persecution, that this year specifically, we think that each year is going to probably be worse from a standpoint of losing freedom, losing at least the attempt will be there. You know, the intent of the enemy will be to take away freedoms and to impose its authoritarian regime. And the way they do that, the way that they've been doing it, is that they've hit us with tremendous problems. You know, what they say are global problems requiring a global solution. That's what we saw during the last 2 years. They took away a lawful election. That they do everything they can do to put those people that protested against it into, repressive government prisons, that they just hold them in solitary confinement because of the things that they've said. And again, that we have this year coming up, we don't know what's going to happen, but we do know this, that God's in control. So as we get maybe one or two more stories, Colleen, what's your thoughts on that?
No, I was reminded today that, you know, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So we need to keep pressing forward. And, you know, again, we know the end times are coming, and, you know, we have to be cognizant of that and know that there is going to be rough times ahead. But see the glimmer of hope in that, that it's bringing people, if anything, the positive side of things is that more people should come to Christ because of it, because of the gospel being shared. So we need to keep pressing forward with that.
Yep. Tony, any thoughts before we maybe have one or two more stories?
Well, like Colleen just said, the one thing that we have to remember is we've read the gospel, and the end of the story is we win. The end of the story is no matter what, and it also promises us in Revelation, I think it's 4, that the Lord will keep us, not that we won't go through stuff, not that we won't go through tribulation, but he'll keep us from the level of tribulation the rest of the world goes through. So, for his glory in that capacity. So, the end of the story is we win, we get to go home, and so we just have to ride out the process.
Well, and so let's close with, this is not necessarily good news, but it's we haven't really focused on the religious aspect of the way that this whole thing turns, you know, the great apostasy. And so we've talked a lot about politics. We've talked a lot about, you know, the medical tyranny that we've talked about, the wars and rumors of wars. But, you know, that in the end, there's going to be this one world religion as well. And so this is a story that comes out of Germany, WND. It says, it talks about about the Catholic Church just being turned over to apostasy. It says that in Germany and the United States, parishes and ministers began blessing same-sex unions as opposed to marriage, with growing calls for bishops in both Germany and the United States to institutionalize gay marriage. And so, you know, a lot of folks, you know, even in the Catholic Church, don't think this is the greatest idea, that the you know, the Vatican's doctrine office, the Congregation for Doctrine of Faith, saying that you know, the response was pretty negative, that which is good, but that what we see is there is a trend happening in Germany where gay Roman Catholic priests are coming out literally and demanding that it's time for the world to see true diversity of the Roman Catholic Church. And to, you know, really demonstrate that, you know, the body of Christ, the body of Jesus Christ, is wonderfully queer. Isn't that just crazy? Well, it is crazy. I didn't respond to anybody, but it's crazy. And let me just give you the last facts, and then we'll close the story. More than 120 LGBT priests, I mean, that's an oxymoron. How can you be an LGBT priest? Teachers and church volunteers in Germany have launched initiatives called Out in Church and demanded that Catholic higher-ups toss away any long-standing, you know, opposition to homosexual relationships and, you know, give them the freedom they want, you know, inside the church. And so, you know, we don't see, you know, craziness happening everywhere. Not that the Catholic Church hasn't been crazy for a long time, but, you know, that, you know, in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. We're seeing that. And so, you know, the call for each person listening to today is recognize that there is going to be a call away from Jesus. And if you comply with what the world tells you to do, that you're going to, is on the surface, whether it's, you know, heeding the call to a more, perverse and permissive life, you know, on the surface it seems like you're going with the flow and things are going better, but you know it's all to allow the wheat to be sorted from the chaff. Stay firm, stay true, and there'll be a great amount of testing in these last days. Last words, Colleen, and then maybe last words, Tony.
No, thank you for sharing. And again, yeah, it just shows that more corruption will get into places that we would think wouldn't have that. And it's just more deception there.
And Tony, last word, then I'll close it, and we'll be.
Well, there was an old kind of a joke or a story where Satan understood very well he doesn't have to beat the church. All he has to do is learn how to be a member, and infiltrate and control the church. And that's exactly what you're talking about. They're saying kick out sound doctrine. They want to have teaching of their own liking for their itching ears. And they want to change the biblical definition of what God said people are, male and female.
That's right. Well, folks, God bless you. We're out of time. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. Go to your house of worship this Lord's Day coming up and spend some time with the Lord. We love you and we thank you. And we look forward to talking to you next week. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.